this Sunday at 3 o'clock and spending at least a half an hour as my show is beginning and I'm trying to sort out everything else, talking to Bill about any and everything, but particularly about music, and sharing knowledge and sharing what we'd like and don't like. And our opinions didn't always match, but it was great because it was like, you know, we were friends and we could just talk about this stuff. And man, I'm going to miss Bill a lot.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him.
So anyway, coming up at
top three, of the hour.
Coming up in 3 o'clock is Ambiance Congo. We're just gonna...
It's Terry
and Sherry,
and it's 30 Years of Nonsense, and this is probably the most nonsensical version of Life is a Highway I've ever found.
I didn't know there was a piano version, but yeah. It's pretty, but it's kind of slow, and I'd like to perk it up. That's making me a little sleepy, and I don't need any help in that department, so let's turn that off, and let's drive up the energy around here.
Yeah, sorry about that. I just thought I would try something different.
That's okay.
I mean, when I was looking for another Life is a Highway, I heard it last night, and I thought, I'm going to throw this one in. I was hoping it sped up.
No.
We're a minute into it, and it's terrible.
It's not terrible. It's just not good for now, because we're high energy and we are super excited today, which we will share with everybody why we're super excited. But I am very high energy and very excited about this weekend.
Me too.
And I don't want to hear any relaxing piano right now. I'd rather hear a let's get this party started kind of song, because this is going to be a great weekend.
At the same time, we'll say why we're excited. One, two, three.
Big Smad's rig. Coming home.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Fair. So if you didn't hear me correctly, our daughter is coming home for the weekend. And for those of you who don't know us, she lives in Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan, and we have not seen her since the Labor Day weekend. And it is her 30th birthday. So we're flying her home to be with us to celebrate her 30th birthday for the weekend. And Terry's excited because he wants to go to a specific restaurant with her in Ottawa. I think he's actually more excited that she's coming home.
She's coming home.
But he's funny as he always is. So he's more excited about the sandwich he's going to eat at Big Rig.
Yeah. No, I was just kidding. I'm very, very, very excited to have her home for the weekend.
Well, this will be, she'll come home this weekend. And then the next time she comes home, it'll be for her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes home December 20th, I believe it is, for her wedding. And then she's home for 2 weeks then. So we're very excited.
Yeah, it was funny. When I was talking with her on Halloween, she said it's exactly 2 months to my wedding day. And
right.
I was like, that's crazy.
I know. And can we just share with the listeners what you don't have, given that it's 2 months to her wedding and it's stressing me out?
Let me see. What don't I have?
You're trying to think about something funny, but you know what you don't have.
I only need 3 weeks for my suit to be made.
I'd be really happy if you knew what you're going to wear to your daughter's wedding on New Year's Eve.
I know what shoes I'm wearing. Yeah, I'm done.
You got your shoes. That's great.
Just anyway, I have a suit if the worst things
like
happen.
A backup.
I have backup suits. Absolutely. I have that beautiful green one. The plaid green one that I got last year.
It is beautiful. However, you want to get a new suit.
I do want to get a new
tux. I'm still vying for tuxedos for you and our son.
Well, yeah. Well, we'll see this weekend.
It'll be a great debate this weekend.
There is going to be a great debate.
We are driving up to Ottawa, though, so you can get custom fitted at Endocino. And then we can have that be one less thing that I need to be a little stressed about.
Absolutely. So this is also our 69th show.
Okay.
So it's, I mean, we're well into the second year.
I'm so excited for our 100th show. That'll be very cool.
I know, it's crazy. So I was thinking about, you know, with 69, the numbers, and Sarah Marie's 30th birthday.
And 30 years of nonsense.
30 years of nonsense. So I was like, well, let's just do a show all about numbers.
Hold on. I also can't believe you didn't take the opportunity to pitch Into the Darkness tomorrow night, because who's going to be a special guest on your midnight show on Friday at midnight?
Jeff, who never speaks.
No.
Just kidding.
No, he's
Smad.
Actually going to have our daughter on the show.
I am going to have our daughter on the show.
Not that I'm going to stay up to listen to it live. But you can listen to it.
No, you can listen to it on Saturday when we're driving to Ottawa.
Oh, I will.
We got 2 hours.
I know. I will be listening to it. We'll be talking too much.
I know. But anyway, yes, I do. Sarah Marie and I are co-hosting Into the Darkness tomorrow night from 12 till 2 a.m. And we're actually going to do, I'm going to pick a song, she'll pick a song, I'll pick a song, she'll pick a song, and then we'll do a little bit of talking in between. But I've already seen some of her playlist. I'm not sure she's seen any of mine. So we'll see. But they will be very, very different. And we'll have a couple of songs that probably overlap, but not too many.
Well, if I remember correctly, she was also using a bit of the theme 30 years of her nonsense.
Yeah.
Because this is her 30th birthday. But she's also sharing with people things she partied to, say like in university or in high school or whatnot, which are very different, obviously, than what we partied to in school and high school. And so I will be listening keenly, but most likely on the replay on Saturday morning.
Absolutely. 100%. Well, we've talked a lot. We haven't talked about the weather yet.
Great.
We're not going
to. Go on about music.
We're not going to. The weather is also about numbers. It's really cold because it was only 2 degrees out this morning when you made me get up early. But let's talk about
our first song.
Our first song.
I don't think you actually said the theme was that all the songs had numbers in them.
I
started to, and then I interrupted you about getting ready to talk
about
Into the Darkness.
Yeah, no, it's all about numbers today. So first song, 69th show. So in honor of that, here we go. A little Bryan Adams, Summer of 69.
Those were Hey, this is Nate Bright, co-producing of this year's CFNC Live Sessions and release rating reels on Instagram. Do you love local music and supporting local arts? CFNC's annual funding drive is running until December 31st, and your gift is needed to help us provide local musicians with modern top-of-the-line equipment, space, and technical support to better showcase their creativity on our airwaves all year round. Help us raise $25,000 this year. Make a gift today via CFNC.ca.
Gotta love those commercials.
You are very excited about the funding drive, and I'm all for it, but I think CFRC doesn't know how excited you are about it because you literally beam when you talk about it, and you are very passionate about this radio station, I gotta say.
Very much so.
And so do you want to tell us a little bit more about what is available to people if they are willing to graciously donate?
Well, let's talk about that, but let's talk about the different parts of it. So we've got the funding drive, and there's all different aspects to it. So there's helping with new equipment, keeping the station lights on, all of that stuff. There's also promoting all the different bands and getting stuff out into the community. There's so much that goes into this station. And for the most part, it's all volunteers, right? There's very few people that are on staff. Mm-hmm. So it's volunteers. And last year we had to get a whole new antenna system, and that cost
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it was an incredible amount of money. So yeah, I'm very excited that we are doing a funding drive again. I was actually very lucky that I got to actually be the first person to physically promote the funding drive. It started on my watch on
12:01 a.m. on November 1st.
On November 1st. So right. I got to actually be the first person to bring it up. So I love that. So
what are you doing?
I'm not meaning to do that.
Well,
I'm
one thing at a time.
Well, no, I was trying to do two things at a time.
But you can't.
I know. So I'll let you read some of the different things that are available. There's different donations, right? And it's as little as $5, I think it is, or $10.
Yeah, I'll just read you three examples. So if you make a $10 donation to CFRC, you get a CFRC sticker, pen, pin, and song request to air on your favorite program, plus two raffle tickets. Okay, and let's jump up to if you donate $75, you receive all of those things, as well as a tote bag, a deck of CFRC playing cards, a toque, t-shirt, and gift certificates to a local business, plus 15 raffle tickets. And then way up for donation of $1,000, you get all of those things, as well as a hoodie and four local gift cards, a one-hour radio special featuring you and your favorite songs, plus naming rights to a section of CFRC's music library. I feel like you're going to give $1,000. You want all those things. You have two shows dedicated to you, but you'd buy another one for $1,000. And I guarantee you, you want a section of this place named after yourself forever.
So here's
is that worth $1,000
to you? Here's the ask. If I can get one of our fans to donate $1,000, I'll also donate $1,000.
Oh, okay.
So I'll match it.
All right. Well, you have some pretty regular listeners who are pretty dedicated.
Yeah.
So we'll see
We had Hortensio.
Or maybe even a team. Maybe one of your trivia
teams.
One of
my trivia teams.
$10 each. No, well, that's not right.
No, enough to make $1,000.
$100 each. Or 20 people at 50.
Whatever it is to make $1,000, I'll match that donation.
Okay.
And we'll both get to name a section of the library.
It'll be not the Terry and Sherry section. It'll be potentially the Terry and Hortensio section or something.
Well, it'll be Into the Darkness. One of them.
Okay.
One of them will be definitely something like
don't
that.
Don't you want your real name there
30 years
forever?
Of nonsense.
No, you're going to want your
Sherry.
Name. Imagine you're dead and you don't want somebody to go, who was Into the Darkness? But you want them to know, who was Terry Doherty?
If I could do Into the Darkness and then when they pull the records out, it's just a picture of me scaring them.
That would be great. Okay, why don't we play some more music? So we're going to play My Next 30 Years, and I'm going to try not to cry.
So this is one of Sarah Marie's favorite songs right now, and she's turning 30 tomorrow. Exactly tomorrow.
I'm already getting ready to cry.
Yeah, I know. So she's talking this song again, talking about their next 3 years. This is a great song, and it's really has a lot of meaning right now for us and our family and the show 30 Years
of
Nonsense and everything else.
Our next 30 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Let's see what other nonsense we can come up with.
Oh, I've got a bunch.
I'm sure.
All right, here we go.
celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
Watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are you going to do in your next 30 years?
Well, I was thinking a couple of things while that was playing, and we'll try and say this without the weepiness. However, I was thinking about our daughter, and in her next 30 years, she is very likely, well, almost in the next 30 days, she's going to get married. And in the next 30 years, she is very likely going to become a parent and a mother.
Start a family.
And she's probably going to move a whole bunch of times because she's in a military relationship. And now I'm also going to start to cry, so I'm going to change the tune to that of think about our last 30 years and all the nonsense we've done. And I can't even imagine what is to come. So if we were to roll back the clock 30 years ago and somebody said to us, Terry and Sherry, here's a couple of key highlights. You're going to move to Kingston, Ontario. You're going to own a cheerleading club. You're going to go to, I want to say Mount Everest, but that's not right. Like the Tetons.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to, I'm trying to think of all the crazy. We're going to go to Vegas at least 6 times. We're going to.
We went 3 times in 1 year.
I know, exactly.
What do you mean 6 times? I'm going in January for the 18th time. We've added it up. It's crazy.
And also, you know, we met in the insurance world. But hey, Sherry, in the future, you're going to be an amazing, super awesome realtor. I might have believed that one. But that's okay. Someone could have rewound and said all those things to us, and we would have said,
your kids are
going to
travel the world.
Yeah, your son's going to be a professional motocrosser. Your daughter's going to be a high-level athlete and cheerleader. They're going to own businesses. You're going to own multiple businesses. There's a lot of stuff in there that we would have went, what? And so now as I'm looking ahead to our next 30 years, for one, we're going to become grandparents and we're going to be super awesome grandparents, guaranteed. There's a whole story behind that, that I'm going to be Daisy and you're not going to be Declan, but we'll save that for another story for another day. But I can't even imagine what craziness is going to happen that we have no idea. Maybe someone would have a crystal ball and say, you guys are going to live in Hawaii. And we'd be like, that's insane. I'm happy to live in Hawaii, just for the record, future person who guides the world. If someone wants to move me to Hawaii, I'm happy to do it.
It's the only place I haven't been in the U.S.
All right. Well, anyways, that there's
those 30
much
years
excitement.
Has been crazy. And then the next 30 years, I mean, we went and saw our financial planner yesterday. I'm happy about our next 30 years.
Well, yeah. I also am, but I wasn't going to mention that on the radio, but thanks
whatever.
For that.
That's okay. Okay. I never said it's a bad thing. It can't be a bad thing that you're going to be okay.
Right? Yeah. We're going
to
be fine.
Yeah. So I also forgot to mention is when I was talking to all of my people on 30 Years or Into the Darkness, I did also do another promotion ask or...
Oh, no, you said you were going to give away something we hadn't talked about yet.
Oh, I know, I know.
You were just talking away at 1 in the morning, I wasn't there to say, stop that.
I know, it's crazy. I love it. So the person that does donate the most to my show, Into the Darkness, so I'll promote it now while there's different people listening. So the person that gives away the most, I'm going to take them to a concert of their choice next year within a five-hour drive so we can go to Boston, New York.
You said
Philly,
even Windsor.
Windsor, Michigan, whatever. We'll go see a concert. I mean, I would even be willing to go to Notre Dame because...
You are always willing to go to Notre Dame.
Well, AC/DC's playing there on September next year. Tickets went on sale today. I didn't buy any yet. So anyway, if somebody wants to message me, DM me, and say how I'm going to make this donation, I'll buy a pair of tickets and we'll go see AC/DC in Notre Dame. I'm in.
Okay, I did hear you say that when I was listening to the playback of Into the Darkness last Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And I thought, really, Tara, we didn't talk about this. But I guess, like I said, I'm not there at 1 o'clock in the morning to say we're not doing that.
You've been offered to come and do the show with me at midnight till 2 a.m. So if you don't, unfortunately, crazy things happen after midnight.
No, I do my best work after midnight, and that's called sleeping.
All right. Well, you know what? We got a great song here. This is a song, it's a Christian song.
Might also make me cry.
Yeah, but it's called The 21st Time. It's by a great band called Monk and Nagel. One of my favorite songs by them. And we're playing a little bit of everything today. So we're going to be doing, like I said, we did a little bit in Tim McGraw. Now we're doing this song by Monk and Nagel. I think you guys really like it. It's a wonderful song.
Wasted it all. His face is a photograph burned in my mind, but I pretend not to see him for the 21st time. He sleeps under stars, it's all he can afford. His blankets and old coat he's had since the war. He stands on the corner of Carter and Vine, but I pretend not to see him for the 21st time. He may be a drifter, he's grown old and gray, but what if it's Jesus and I walk away? I say I'm the body, the drink of the wine, but I pretend not to see him for the 21st time. She feels 48. She can't raise three kids on minimum wage. She's crying in back of the welfare line, but I pretend not to see her for the 21st time. She may be a stranger trying to get through the day, but what if it's Jesus and I walk away? I say I'm the body and drink the wine, but I pretend not to see her for the 21st time. Yeah.
This is a call for a change in my heart. I realize that I've not been doing my part. When I needed a savior, I found it in him. He gave to me, now I'll give back to them. Drifter or stranger, daughter or son, I'll look for Jesus in everyone. Cause I am the body, drink of the wine, and I'm faithful as more.
Are you looking for a summer job? What about a career in engineering, computing, or technology fields? Queen's Career Service is excited to host in-person career fairs in Bartlett Gym, Mitchell Hall, on Tuesday, January 20th for the Summer and Part-Time Opportunities Fair, and Wednesday, January 21st for the Engineering and Technology Fair. Drop in anytime between 10:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. at Bartlett Gym. These events are open to all Queen's students of all years. Students are encouraged to sign up in My Career to receive event reminders.
All right, and we're back.
Okay, well, the next song is my pick, and I love this song. I think we've played it previously. It is Powerful Woman by Pitbull and Dolly Parton. So it's technically 9 to 5. There isn't numbers in the title, but it is technically 9 to 5. I love this song when I need to get a good jam on and get myself pumped up and get my confidence up. Maybe if I'm going to a big listing presentation or something, I'd listen to this really loud in the car.
The collaboration this guy does is unbelievable. Right. I mean, he's everywhere with everyone. This is awesome. Yeah, absolutely.
It's Mr. Worldwide with the one and only Dolly Parton.
Well, hey.
And this is dedicated to all my powerful women. Working 9 to 5, 2-3 jobs just to survive. All my powerful women. No man at home. Raising all the kids alone. All my powerful women. Y'all deserve a throne. Keep your head up and stay strong. All my powerful women. No matter what, never give up. I remember working hard. My mom, you name it, she did it. You name it, she sold it. You name it, she cleaned it. You name it, she owed it. She had to provide. We had to survive. So you name it, she stole it. Our whole life was layaway. Pay, 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 but the bills never went away. Put your hands to the sky. This goes out to the women working hard 9 to 5.
Dolly.
So for the record, I had more to say before you cut me off and started playing that song. I wasn't finished my thought. I'd like to interject and finish my thought. What I was going to say actually as well is I absolutely am proud of the powerful woman that my daughter has become. She is incredibly resilient and incredibly independent, and she's made a lot of moves in her life for a variety of reasons, whether it was because we moved or university or back and forth to Toronto, and now she's marrying somebody in the military. But no matter where she goes, she seems to be able to bloom where she is planted. She has an incredible career right now with the bank. She's also working part-time back chair coaching because that's where her heart is. And she's also running two businesses. So she is a powerful woman, a great role model for her generation. And I'm super proud of her. And I wanted to say that. And then you started playing the song.
Well, I'm sorry. I believe all those things as well. It was just like when I said to you earlier today, hey, do we have a script already for today? And you're like, ah, let's just freestyle it. I was like, all right. So I was just freestyling. So I do apologize.
Okay. Well,
she's all those things and more.
She is all those things and more. Okay.
All right. So the next song we're going to do, we're going to throw back a little bit here. This is a one-hit wonder.
I like this.
And I love this song. It's Tommy Two-Tone, and it's 8675309, Jenny Jenny. I mean, it's such a fun song. I play this song all the time at 80s functions or anytime somebody requests it. It's just a lot of fun song. I have played it on Into the Darkness already as well. So great song.
I know you think I'm
We're back.
That was a very fun tune, very upbeat compared to the beginning. Remember, we did Life is a Highway piano version.
Yeah,
I'm much happier to sing those numbers out in a row and be yelling in the sound booth.
Yeah, absolutely. The other people that are actually prepping shows in the background must be wondering what's going on in here.
Yeah, we have a very eclectic array of music that we play on our nonsense.
Yeah, and just moving around in the station and in the studio itself as well. So lots of fun. All right, let's talk about the weekend. I still got to get this weekend report music. We burned it and it didn't work anyway. It's killing me. So anyway, let's talk about tomorrow night. So tomorrow night we're at Wild Wings.
Okay.
Or I'm definitely at Wild Wings. You're going to be there. Smad's going to be there. The whole fam's going to be there. And our new music guy that's doing our music for us on Friday nights is Mark from LNA Mutual. So I got to give him some promotion and thanks and give him a shout out for sure, because he does that.
Please go see Mark Riley at
LNA Mutual. He's an awesome dude, and he's helping out with doing this because I'm spending a lot of time getting my music prepped and doing my stuff for my Into the Darkness show and all of the other stuff that goes with it, and this, and then actually performing on Friday nights as well. So I do appreciate Mark and Jeff and everybody that helps put all the shows together. So and it doesn't come easy. So you got to do something every week, and it's got to be different. It's got to be fun. It's got to be exciting. So I do appreciate everybody that helps out. So tomorrow night, first round is called Finish the Lyrics. That's become kind of a staple. Everybody really liked it, so we're going to kick that off or keep doing it with that. Second round is called Mom Rock.
I wasn't involved in picking that.
No, you weren't.
Did Mark pick this?
I don't think so.
Who picked the Mom Rock? I'm going to have to ask him.
I don't know. And then our 2.5 tomorrow night is an easy one. It's called Dad Rock.
Okay.
All right. And then the third round, this was by one of the teams that actually suggested this. So big shout out to Poker Stars and Ortenzio and their people. And we've actually got to thank Ortenzio. He is such a good supporter of both of our shows that he showed up last Thursday night. We were just talking about the funding drive for CFRC, and he handed me $40, and I said, oh great, for Into the Darkness. And he said, no, $20 for your show, $20 for your joint show. And that was before it even kicked off. So big shout out to those guys. They're really big supporters, and we appreciate them. So third round is called Same Band, First Album, Last Album. So a song by the same band, first album, and then their last album. So a new song and an old song. So that's going to be interesting.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of work.
Well, no. It's that sheet that we do. It's just got one artist and then two songs. And then the last round, and people like this. They really enjoy that it's not the same thing over and over again. And obviously because Smad's come to town, and we let her pick the last round. It's called Smad's Playlist.
Oh, boy.
And I did alter it a little bit. She had some stuff on there that I was like, listen, no one's going to know some of these songs, so let's swap them out a little bit. So that takes us into Friday night, and then obviously Into the Darkness, I'm going to be here with co-hosting with Smad, and we'll be doing that from midnight till 2 a.m. And then we get up on Saturday, and we'll be heading to Ottawa.
Right, so you can finally buy a suit.
Yes.
That would be great. I really am excited about that. So yes. Then I'll take over from there. We are going to have her birthday dinner up in Ottawa so that her future in-laws can join us. So we're going to have a big combined family dinner.
I hope they like Big Rig too.
I don't think they want to go to Big Rig, just saying. Well, we can go somewhere fancier than a
smoked meat sandwich
place, I think.
Well, but I think they can get deep fried pickles to go with it. No. I mean, we'll see.
It's not about Terry. It's actually about Smad, just for the record.
Could we stop there and I'll just bring a sandwich home for later?
Stop. Okay, this is also not a commercial for Big Rig, although it feels like one at this point. And then literally Sunday, we have to zip her back to the airport because she's only here for a very quick weekend. And I'm happily sharing that I'm not working this weekend.
At all.
One thing I have to do tomorrow.
What do you got to do?
It doesn't matter. It's a technical thing that's not going to matter to anybody, but it means someone's going to get their house. And someone wants their house, so I got to do it tomorrow to make sure that it happens. But other than that, I am not working this weekend because I am focusing on SMED, and I will give anything that comes up to my partner, Rob.
Excellent. Well, okay. Well, I appreciate that. I think that's nice, and Smad will appreciate that as well. I just got a text from Smad, I got to tell you. She said, I don't want Big Rick.
I know she doesn't want Big Rick. She's the healthiest human I know. There's no way she's eating Big Rick, especially less than 60 days to her wedding. Have you seen that dress?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Fair. fair.
Okay.
Only I'm getting big rig. You're all going to starve.
All right.
Okay. So
let's play some more music.
We are. And we're going to play a little Five for Fighting here. I've loved this song for so long. It's called 100 Years. I just think it's just a wonderful song, and it just speaks to me.
Yeah.
Our music is everywhere today.
It is all over the place. It's a lot about ages, though.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I really love 50. The next song that's going to come up. I was about to say what it was, but I'm not going to. So I'll leave that alone for now. Anyway, let's... you had something you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, I just
wanted
to share. So the other day, there's obviously lots of conversation going on in our house because this is a big birthday for our daughter. And the other day, our son actually said to us, okay, guys, so if you could go back to any age and stay there for eternity or forever, what age would it be? When were you happiest? When did you have the most joy? What would the age be that you would stay at? And it's interesting because, honestly, we both said now.
Yeah, I'm pretty happy now.
I am, too. And the reason I have a whole rant that I go on about how being over the age of 50 is fantastic, and if you ever want to look up the Encore podcast, that's what it's all about. I'll give you that segue. However, I do have a podcast called the Encore podcast, and right now is fantastic. For one, all the things that you worry about trying to do through your life, like getting a successful career, building a family, buying a home, having a successful marriage, all those things, we've done them.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to like stress about it or wonder if I'm going to be good enough or if we're going to be able to put our kids to university or any of those sort of things. So
we've
it's
done
a really
all
nice.
That.
We did it. Great. Mm-hmm. And so that's amazing. I feel happy and confident that we raised successful humans and both our kids are good, kind people. And that's all that really matters in the world. But also now, in all honesty, we have a whole ton of freedom. We don't have any responsibilities. We have a little extra money. So we're comfortable and confident that we can go do crazy fun things and travel with our friends and do things. We both feel healthy. We are both in great shape and our minds are still young and clear and energetic. And we're in a really great place, even in our relationship, because we don't have the stress of kids.
Yeah.
So we're just having fun together.
Yeah, it's crazy. I said to Karen, like, there's a couple of times in my life where I would go be. So I would be where Karen was much younger and was just starting on his dirt bike career. Like that fun
yeah,
time?
Yeah, I would go back then too and say no.
No, there was a point
that's
in time.
That's where I'd go back to.
Yeah, no, there was a point in time where it was just fun and we were just going racing on the weekends and we weren't chasing titles and we weren't doing all those crazy things and living in the motorhome.
Yeah, should have stayed back when he was on a 50 and it was just for fun.
Yeah, well, you don't get to stay at 50 on the 50 cc's, unfortunately. But that was like those times on the mini bike time was a lot of fun. But then, it grows up and it changes and you start chasing titles and professionalism yeah. and all those different things. So that was fun. But I said, as long as everybody went back to the same time. So Sarah Marie was younger.
Yeah,
everybody.
I really liked kind of times, particularly like remember when they were like 6 and 3?
Yeah, when they needed you.
So adorable.
Yeah, it was fun then.
So cute in their little jammies and yeah. their little Brad Pitt bathing suits, Karen used to call it, like adorable things.
Yeah.
And yeah, definitely those were more stressful times and we were less confident and secure, but so cute. They were adorable.
But I mean, right now I'm...
But now it's pretty awesome.
Pretty happy, yeah. So I'm not changing anything. I wish I had a little more hair in the back. It took a photo of my head and I was like,
what's missing up there?
Yeah, there's a little hair missing up there. but anyway, other than that, I mean, yeah, things are great. Let's play another song. This one's not the greatest one as far as niceties. This was 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
That's okay, just in case you're thinking about it.
Yeah, but this is a great song by Paul Simon. I love this one as well.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued. But I'll repeat myself at the risk of being crude. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just
just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, leave, and get yourself free. Ooh, slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, leave, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key and get yourself free.
Springsteen, Madonna, way before Nirvana, there was
Okay, right. Quickly, what were you doing in 1985?
In 1985, I was 14 years old and had just started my DJ business.
Wow, very cool. Yeah. I would have been in grade 11, I believe.
I was in grade 9? 8?
If I was in grade... No, you were 9? You're 3 years younger than me, yeah. So grade 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just started my DJ business.
Wow, very cool. Yeah, there's a little bit of trivia. Maybe we'll play that game tomorrow for any listener who can tell us what year Terry started DJing. There'll be a prize of trivia tomorrow night.
It was 1985, yeah.
It was 1985. I love that song. It's really fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And the reason I know it is because it was somebody's birthday party. I think it was like a Sweet 16. I borrowed my parents' radio, like turntable speakers, took it all apart in their house and took it to a house party, and then DJed my first house party when I was 14.
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, so really, really interesting.
All right.
So.
Okay, well, with that, we have only a few seconds left, so we will share with people once again how excited we are for our weekend. We hope that everybody else has a fantastic weekend with their families and stays safe. And you're going to play us out with?
I'm going to play us out with a different version of Route 66. This is by Van Morrison and Them.
Okay, let's do it.
So here we go. Guys, have a great weekend, and we'll see you around town.